We have seen a drastic increase of malaria cases compared to last year. So we are talking about the first quarter, obviously, is still April. We have treated around 74,000 patients of malaria, which is means the 33% increase of malaria compared to last year.
From a logistical standpoint, how are you all treating people? Are they coming into the hospitals and centers, or are you having to go out to the people?
Our service is providing in different locations around the country. We are running more than 9 hospitals in different locations in the country. So we are supporting also health post and health center in different villages, and we are take care about referral and make sure that the people who need hospitalization will reach the hospital. So we are trying to not focus only in the hospital, but we are going physically every day with our mobile team, and we're visiting the health post and the health centers in the different villages, which are quite far from the main town.
Are you finding access to people difficult because of insecurity in the region?
Yes. Unfortunately, the situation is not over, and we still have a risk of robbery or attacks, especially in the countryside, along the road. But we are always very close to make sure, to analyze it, to make sure and to speak with the different actors present on the ground to make sure that our team is not too exposed to any risk. And we are trying to get access everywhere is possible. We still have one team of explorers who is doing the evaluation in different locations, especially in the southwest of the country. And so far, they had access everywhere in this village, although the security was not perfect, but we managed without problem, and we had access. We had the opportunity to evaluate the medical needs of this area, which is quite alarming.
Are your hospitals and medical centers able to have adequate medication for the people?
Yes, we are take care about supply of all the medical drugs and medical materials that is needed. And we are supply in the country and also to the project. So we are respecting the quality and of our drugs and materials in any place where we work.
How has the international community responded to your call for more assistance?
We are extremely committed to push everybody to come to Central Africa because it's a country that was in need before, extremely need. It's one of the poorest countries in the world where the medical system structure is extremely fragile, and it was fragile before, and now after these last events it's even more fragile. So we are requesting help from different actors in the international community. We ask the International Forum to put Central Africa as one of priorities in their agenda. I think we cannot be alone. We need the help from all the different organizations and donors because it's huge work. And if we are not responding now in an adequate way, next month and the next month can be worse. We are asking everybody to focus in the needs of Central Africa and also to the government, to the current transitional government, to provide more security, to guarantee the access to the humanitarian workers, to the population.